لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا، أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه، واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, in this Friday afternoon, I ask myself and request all of you to practice the piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inviting us to practice the piety, has given one of the courses of the piety in this verse of Surah Hujurat by addressing mu'minin, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe. Ijtanibu kathira min adh-dhann, avoid most of the suspicions. When we look at suspicion, brothers and sisters, we can realize that it's part of our life, it's part of our nature, that mankind has suspicion. All the time there are imaginations that it's going through, it's like waves that coming inside the mind of somebody. So we cannot say that we cannot be suspicious, because suspicion is part of our nature. We be suspicious, but there can be, sometimes there can be positive suspicion, sometimes there can be negative suspicion. So our nature cannot be changed, but we can make it more positive or sometimes negative. And within the people there are two categories of people: those who sometimes think completely negative. So they always, whenever their first and foremost thing, when they like to think about anybody else, they are going to think negative. And then if it comes true, then maybe positive. There is second category of people, those who have positive mind. Always think positively, but if it becomes completely opposite for them, and then they start thinking about something that is negative. So they always try to make their principle of their life that is positive. Islam is a religion of balance. Of course, it likes to have a balance. Both kind of suspicions are need of the human being. We cannot say that suspicion is not needed. Suspicion is needed. It is needed. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in our mind, and we have been created with that. So when we have been asked, اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, you need to avoid from most of the suspicion. And then Quran has said, in بعض الظن إثم, because some of the suspicion are ithm, or it's sin. So the Quran did not say that all of them they are as a sin. Some of them they are sin. Avoid most, because if you are going to be involved in that case you are going to fall into that part that is also committing a sin as well. Last week I had said there are three categories of the people there in order to look at this suspicion. Sometime our suspicion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Su'izan about Allah. A negative approach about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I gave example for that as well. That many times we have negative approach about Allah. That when we like to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we don't think positively, we think negative. That who is going to provide, where it's going to come, how I'm going to live. So those kind of the suspicion are negative suspicion. If I get married, then how I'm going to survive? If I have my children, then how I'm going to feed my children? So this is a negative approach. Because the one who is providing us, he's going to provide our children as well. The one who provided and created us, he's going to provide somebody if they are going to be our spouses and they are going to be our family. So why we have to be suspicious about that? Second suspicion is about other people. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that in this verse. اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. When you like to think about other people, at that time you need to avoid from suspicion about the other people. Do not think negative about the other people. Try to make your basis as much as you can that has to be positive. Think positive about other people. Yes, there are points that where we need to have suspicion, and I had said sometime that of course for Islamic system there is need of people, sometimes there is need of the spies, those who have to be working for the system and government, but that is not for ordinary people. Ordinary people, their responsibility is that they have to make their basis positively. They should start thinking about other people positive, and they should avoid from that negativity. Third kind of su'izan and negative approach, that is about ourselves. How we should think about ourselves? Should we think completely positive? Should we think completely negative? Or there has to be balance? Most of the time, for about ourselves, what we need to do about the rest of people, we do for ourselves. We try to give benefit of doubt to ourselves. We try to be as much as positive we can be about ourselves. That is why we cannot grow, we cannot develop more. When somebody is completely positive that he is perfect, Alhamdulillah, I have everything, I am perfect in this manner, so the path of development is going to be stopped. This person will not be able to train himself or herself. In order to develop in our life, we need to think sometimes negatively. So a su'izan about ourselves. That is what Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said about muttaqeen. One of the signs of muttaqeen, one of the signs of pious people, Imam says that pious people, they think about themselves with the su'izan. They don't look at everything positive, and they don't look at everything perfect. When you look at everything about yourself perfect, then it's going to decrease the iman. You know, when we look at iman, then there can be two types of people. Some people, their iman is on the highest level. What it means, highest level? It means that they have a flashlight or a floodlight that is being used for sometimes outside our gardens or somewhere. If somebody has that kind of light, when you put that in room, then it's going to enlighten everything. And you will be able to see every small creature as well. Even you can find needle with that. Isn't that correct? So if our iman is like a floodlight, in that case, we will be able to look at our shortcomings. We are not going to look at everything perfect. Then you can see where is the dust, where are other creatures. You can see every single thing. But when iman decreases, it's like dim light. You know, if in the night people, they like to sleep, then they have dim light, that they can sleep well. In dim light, you cannot see much. You can see only a little bit. You can only see some of the major things outside. That means those who are pious people, they have a floodlight in their own hands. And they see every single shortcoming in their life. And they try to focus on that. They try to clean that. But their iman is a little bit. They only see sometimes greater sins. The smaller things are hidden for them. They have dim light. Iman also sometimes it's like a dim light. If somebody likes to increase iman, then we need to start focusing on our shortcomings. And we have to have that su'izan about ourselves, that we can move forward and we can have a better future in our piety. So that is the category for the people, those who are really on the highest level of iman or the lowest level of the iman. Next subject that in this verse has been addressed, that is ghibat. Although before that it's been said, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not spy about the other people. Inshallah, I'll address that next week. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can think positively about other people. May Allah increase in our iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can develop in our life. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our bond, relation within the brothers and sisters more stronger. May we can make a community of brothers and sisters. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى سيدنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. In the beginning, I would like to have salutes and salam upon Imam Zaman. The day Friday is to remember Imam of the Age. Friday is the day when it is expected the zuhur of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why this day it becomes significant for Imam Zaman. And one needs to pay attention, and we need to think about our Imam. How much relation do we have with Imam of the Age? Dear brothers and sisters, our board that has been newly elected is going to have an oath ceremony tomorrow, inshallah. I would like to invite community to participate in this ceremony, that our board members, they can start their jobs with complete faith and with the support of the community as well. Alhamdulillah, our community has been supportive in most of the functions, and this function is going to be supported by the community as well. At the same time, our dear Zaireen, those who have been able to visit Karbala on the 40th day of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. They are holding a walima for mu'mineen, and this is going to be a good opportunity that they are going to speak about their experiences, and it's great that we learn from our Zaireen about this event that has become a worldwide, well-known and very inspirational visit. And many people, those who have been participating, they narrated about that. I hope that these narrations are going to be beneficial for our community. In the past, in the world, we have noticed that there were talks between Syrian government and opposition parties, and that was being invited in Geneva, and world powers, they tried to force some sort of peace. So if you like to force a peace, of course you cannot force a peace on somebody. A peace has to come from the people, and it has to be based on those natures of the community as well. But when you like to impose something on any community, there are going to be rebellions. Now they are saying that these talks had no result, but they have created more gap between these two. So government and opposition, when they walked out from this Geneva so-called peace conference, they had more gaps and they had more differences. Rather decreasing the differences, they have increased the differences. So that is how, when you don't put the jigsaw in its place, that is going to be result. And I can understand that, of course, the sincerity was not there. People, those who started in the beginning, they did not base on sincerity. For example, they said that they are not going to involve Iran. They invited once, then they said that they rejected the invitation. So that seems that there was no sincerity. Because Iran and Syria, they are two countries, they are working together, and if you are not going to involve Iran in the peace process, of course this type of the peace process, so-called peace process, is not going to be functioning, and there will be no result for that, and that is what we can see today. In the past few days, we had a Turkish Prime Minister visiting Islamic Republic of Iran, and both countries have pledged to keep their relation, and they would like to be in touch about the Syrian issue. So that seems that Turkey, that was in the past in a position and standing with Western countries and also against Syria, now Turkey has realized and is realizing that this opposition is not going to be good for this country, but they have to learn lessons from their past. And also both countries have started their cooperation about the terrorism. It's good that if Islamic countries, they can work together and they can stand against the terrorism that has been imposed to the Islamic countries from outside, or it's been imported from other countries. One of the surveys that is being announced today, that is being published by Stockholm International Peace Institute, that has published this survey, and that is very interesting, that I want to let brothers and sisters know that US and Europe have top list, they are on the top list in armed producer. In the arm producing, they are on the top list. So 40% of 40 member or companies that are working in the United States to make the arms, to make the weapons. And around 30 companies that are working in the Western countries. And also there is only one or two that are in Canada. According to this survey, 90% of the weapons, so they say weapons of mass destruction, for example, they speak about that, and they would like to go to countries where there are massive type of the weapon for the destruction of humanity. Let us find where are the most weapon existing at this time. According to this survey, survey has not been done by any Muslim or Islam or Islamic community. That has been done by the community that is in Stockholm, and that is an international peace institute. According to their survey, they are saying that most of the weapon exist in either North America or in the Western countries, and that is really sad to know that they are providing weapon to the various countries, and especially those terrorizing countries, they are receiving very complicated, very advanced type of the weapons to destroy the communities at the moment. Pakistani government is trying to negotiate with the Taliban. So we can see that that was one of the tasks that was being given to the government that is elected in the past year, that they have to have negotiation with the Taliban, although in the past Taliban forces, and today they are recognized, internationally recognized terrorists, and they are killing the people continuously, and they are killer of thousands of people in the world. But this is a country that it's bowing down, and it's accepting, it tries to compromise with the terrorists, and this negotiation, of course, it's not going to be resulted in any good, but they are going to compromise with them. They will give them place that they can and they can have importance in the country, or recognizing them as a political wing, which is completely wrong. I condemn the act of this government to compromise with that, but these are the brutals that they have to be stopped, and they about them, when Quran is speaking about the terrorists, it has said that their hands have to be chopped, their feet has to be chopped, and they have to be thrown out of the country. If a community becomes a violent community and they start killing the people, then there is no room for that community, that there has to be any compromise. But unfortunately, because of the international plot, they are being given a room, and they have been asked that they have to negotiate with this this brutal group. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the peace in this world. I ask Allah that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Imam of the Age to bring peace and justice in this world. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadin bayna yaday. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bi jahi Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.